In history, we can find understanding and a sense of belonging which helps us know ourselves and our cultural values. Stories from our past can help inspire us in the here and now to greater things when we learn of the trials and tribulations of our pioneers. Donna Grigor from the Woodford Historical Society brings us one such story this morning. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, Debbie, and thank you for having me again. This morning I'd like to talk about a very special person that used to live in Woodford. And when you hear and remember the name Mabel Dunning, you'd probably also remember Mabel's love for her ponies. Identified as a champion of pony breeding in Queensland, Mabel was highly respected in breeding circles. Her parents, Victor and Hannah, married on the 19th of August 1903. The newlyweds lived in a bark hut with a dirt floor on Cove Road, Woodford, on property that was once part of the Durandurra Run. Selected by Robert Dunning, then taken over by his son Victor, better known as Vic or Pop Dunning. When Hannah became pregnant, Vic had saved enough money to build their first home. Baby Mabel was born on the 6th of February 1905. Not born very strong or healthy, Hannah took Mabel to her parents' home in Montville so Grandma Butt, who had been a hospital matron in England, could help care for her. Returning home, and after more health issues, Mabel was 8 years old before she started school at Stanmore and finishing school at Woodford School in 1918. Then, within 2 years, at the age of 15, had started a lifelong interest in breeding horses. Mabel's first pony was bought off a door-to-door traveller. Naming him Billy, he was a piebald that had belonged to a circus. A special horse in Mabel's life was a dark bay blood named Favourite. Also breeding cattle, Mabel called her cattle stud Aston as a reminder of Aston Villa, where her grandfather Butt worked as a head gardener. When Mabel started to breed Australian stock book ponies and later Welsh mountain ponies, she regained the stud name Aston. Her involvement with Australian stud book ponies began in 1930, and her name in the show ring was legendary, and in recognition of the fact she was made an honorary life member. Mabel was a great supporter, patron, life member, and instructor for many years at the Woodford Pony Club. She gave trophies to encourage children in general grooming of their horses and dedication to the sport. She often gave services of her pony stallion as prizes for raffles at the Gymkhana or as a prize for the highest points winner at the Gymkhana. A lot of us remember Mabel driving around town in her little brown Austin. She would carry everything from bags of feed to calves for market in the Austin. Later she had a Morris ute that she would bring into town with her little dog she was breeding at the time, and all hell would break loose if anyone got near the utility. By 1990, Mabel's physical health made it impossible for her to carry on the workings of the farm. She had been showing the smaller breed of Welsh mountain ponies, smaller so that she could physically handle them. When she was unable to show them, a number of breeders continued to show Mabel's stock for her. We are fortunate to have on display at the museum photos, trophies and badges from Mabel's many years of showing her cattle and ponies. Throughout her life, Mabel was a forthright, outspoken individual, both in her farming activities and in the show and pony rings. She retained a keen mind and a sense of humour despite her incapacity. It was an end of an era when Mabel Dunning passed away peacefully, aged 97 years and 7 months.
Wow, what a story. We can't wait for you to bring the next one to life, Donna Grigor, from the Woodford Historical Society, keeping our community connected.